Hey, what up, pimps? Welcome to Vertex. I'm sure a lot of people are weirded out. They're like, hey, what the fuck's going on? Wasn't this the Team Roberto podcast? Well, yes, that was a few years back. And to be honest, that fucking sucked. So let me backtrack a little bit. So hello, everyone. My name is Roberto Aguilar. And yes, this used to be the Team Roberto podcast. Team Roberto, that's my website. I am a 3D artist by trade. So I had the brilliant idea a few years back to start a podcast. So one of my good buddies, the best looking Polish guy I know, my man the Drake, he got me into listening to podcasts. So I listened to a few, I still listen to them. And that's why I thought, hey, you know, I would like to do that. That would be cool. So I did it. But actually, before I did it, I said, okay, I had the brilliant idea of doing it in Spanish. Why? Because, so born and raised in Chicago. When I was 10, moved to Mexico. When I was 19, moved back. So when I got to Mexico, I thought my Spanish was perfect. It turns out it was garbage. And took me a while to pick it up. Finally picked it up. Then moved back to the States and basically forgetting my Spanish. So I had the idea of, okay, let me practice it. So how could I practice it? And how could I make a project out of it? And how could I learn something? So that's why I decided, okay, let me go ahead and do a podcast. So I did it in Spanish. I laid everything out. Basically all the seasons, all the oh shit, I'm sorry. Actually, every time I record a podcast, I have headphones on, but I listen to regular music because I don't want to listen to myself in a room speaking. So lately, actually for the past maybe like year and a half, I've been really hardcore into Ghost, and I played Ghost, but for some reason PD Pablo just started Freaka League, so that's pretty funny. Anyway, so backtracking, shit, I lost my train of thought. Fuck. It's funny because normally I write notes down of what I'm gonna speak about, but I just decided to freestyle this one to sort of get a feel for the flavor of pendejo, a feel of the flavor of the show in English. Okay. So so I laid everything out, all the seasons, all the episodes. I recorded about 8. You know, they were, to what I knew back then, fairly well produced. Even did a YouTube videos and all that shit. Managed to get it syndicated on Spotify and all that, and nobody fucking listened to it. I sent links to all my buddies who are learning Spanish, all my buddies who know Spanish, all my buddies who I went to school with, and nobody fucking listened to it. And the one dude that did listen to it didn't get it. So like, oh, fuck, whatever. So one thing I learned there is that there's basically almost like a loss in translation to certain things. So for example, what I mean by that is podcasting, right? There are a lot of great shows out there, but me as a bilingual speaker, I have yet to find a good one in Spanish. I've listened to a few of them. Some of them are okay. Some of them suck. And it's not the production quality. It's just that it just doesn't click. So, I mean, I could live, fuck it, I'll shotgun 5 off right now in English that are fucking awesome. Shockwaves by Blumhouse and Fangoria. Attack of the Queer Wolf, also by Blumhouse and Fangoria. Darknet Diaries, that shit's fucking awesome and crazy. Cults, that one's really good as well. And let me mix it up for number 5. Dude, what the fuck is it called? I have... it's a really good video game one, and they actually pixelated audio. There we go. Like, you know, boom, 5. And in Spanish, like, dude, I couldn't even recommend one. So, again, that was a huge fail, but I did learn something, which is always the goal, right? So, I didn't learn how to record audio. I mean, I didn't know how to record audio. Learned that. I've edited audio, but to a point, but, you know, choosing music, transitions, uploading, quality, syndication. So that's good. I learned that. And even renders. One thing I'm not sure that if I'll do for Vertex is YouTube renders. I mean, maybe later. It's kind of a pain in the ass. I mean, you know, here I am, right? First world problems. You just have to set it up, hit render, boom, it's done. And of course, I don't want to do that. But anyway, we'll figure it out. So obviously, you know, so once I realized that it sucked and it failed, I put on the back burner. But it's funny because honestly, the show won't be about anything in particular, just me rambling, and you know, hopefully people dig it and people find it. And so I'll have a lot of stories. You know, I'm a gamer, I'm a 3D artist by trade, I'm a nerd, I'm retarded, and I like scary movies. So, you know, it could be interesting, right? So, wow, that's a really crazy transition. P.D. Pablo finished and Ghost started up again. So, anyway, so obviously with the change of the language comes a change in the name. So, Vertex. So, like I said, again, I'm a 3D nerd. So, Vertex is part of the 3D world, so to speak. So, Polygon was taken. Polycon was taken as well. And I wanted something short and sweet because I hate calling something the whatever podcast. Some names do sound cool like that, but personally me, I don't like saying it. So quick rundown. So again, third time I say it, 3D artist, gamer. I have my own website, which this will be on, teamroberto.com, which has my portfolio and personal artwork as well. So this podcast, even in the Team Roberto incarnation, was because I believe a website shouldn't just be, you know, work, right? Like portfolio, either personal, professional. I think there's, you could do cool shit with the website, right? So this is part of that idea of making cool shit. So I want to have more interactive stuff, I guess you could say. Plus projects are few and far between. And even if it's a professional project, either shit takes too long to make. If you're lucky, maybe 3 months. If it's normal, I guess maybe 6-7. If it's fucking crazy, it's over a year. Personal projects, the goal would be to make something every 2 weeks, but you know, again, that's tight, right? That's really, really tight. And you know, podcasting, you just sit down, turn on the mic, open up Audacity, hit rec, boom, there you are. And then, you know, you do edit, add your audio, shit like that. So I do want to have a more, well, quicker turnaround on stuff. You know, people, hopefully they'll find the site, they'll find the show, hang out and enjoy it. And also, I don't know how to do this though, but I want downloads, like have like tables of downloads, like maybe 3D resources, maybe 2D resources, whatever. But basically, you know, there's always a cool chance there to make something, learn from it and post it, have it up, right? Because I like blogging as well, but honestly, like, dude, I'm no English major. I shit, when I left the States, it was after fourth grade. Of my wife, who's second language is English, asked me what's a verb. I don't fucking know what a verb is. What's the past tense, dude? I just know that's not how you say it, and that's how you do say it, right? So again, I don't know the rules of the King's English or of El Español. I was just basically dumped in the middle of it. And then, so too young when I was learning English, I left too young, so I don't know the rules, I don't remember them. And when I started learning Spanish professionally, you could say, you know, for school for life, the rules were already done. I missed it, right? I missed it the year before, whatever. So you know, that's always interesting. And so main site, teamroberto.com. I'll post links in the notes always. Again, like I said, gamer, I love, live and breathe Resident Evil. So I made my own fan site, goblin6.com. also put a link to there. Forum, news, nerdy shit, making of stuff like that. And I love games, so I made a third site, which is lightmachine.net, which is basically my one man dev solo team, quote, if you could call it that. It's just me. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea how to put a game together. I've worked on games, independent games, mobile, PC, but as a drone, mostly like, hey dude, do this. Sorry man, cool, I got you. 2 weeks later, boom, there you go. All right, but now, you know, I want to go through the whole process by myself. Writing, sketching. Dude, I love sketching, but I haven't done it in so long. Pre-production, production, modeling, animating, rendering, lighting. I can't type a single line of code. The only line of code I know is that's HTML. It's a bracket or whatever it's called. A body / close bracket, whatever. I know I'm saying it wrong. So you see, that's how far my programming skills go. So no idea there, but you know, we'll figure it out. music as well. I love music. Lately been really getting into synthwave, which is... Oh, shit. Hold on. I dropped something. All right, I'll do a quick edit of that. So I turned the chair and my phone fell, and that's where I'm jamming from. All right, let's play this again. All right, there we go. So I guess I'll hold it in my hand. So anyway, music, been really getting into synthwave, and I looked up some free synthwave tracks that you could use. So that's what you're listening in the intro, background, and outro of Vertex. So you know what? That sucks that I can't, like, dude, I love Carpenter Brute. I love Perturbator. Comtruse, Gunship, I said Comtruse, right? Gunship, dude, The Godfather, John Carpenter. Oh, that's awesome, but you know, I can't play it. But anyway, so yeah, that's why the change in the name, change in the show. I'm gonna be smart though. Well, I'm trying to be smart about it. I'll do episodes every 2 weeks, so 1st and 15th of the month. I'm already failing, started late. Today is what the shit, it's, dude, it's 11:33 on February 2nd. So we'll cut this, upload it. So it's on the 3rd, right? It'll be uploaded. So so yeah, that caused the transition to English. And again, basically they're each theme will have sort of an episode. So this Broken Mess that I'm recording right now is basically episode, well, I don't want to call it episode zero, but an introduction of who am I and what I like for anybody who never heard the, I guess you could say, the first season of Team Roberto. So yes, hi, it's me. And it's funny, I was actually a couple of buddies at work, one guy was saying, hey, you should create a podcast because I like scary movies, called well, what did he say? He said something like, shit was so scary I pooped myself. I almost pooped myself or something like that. And that sounds fun, but you know, that could be a segment here or something like that, right? So let's see, let me look at the where is this, let's see if I could follow this. All right, cool. Fuck, man, I have three screens and I can't even manage them. Okay, and I forgot to click on something. All right, okay, here we go. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'll basically like do a re-recording of each episode but in English. So let's see, so episode, what was episode one? I'm scrolling down here. Okay, so that was basically an intro of myself and Resident Evil 2, which I love, but you know, there's a podcast for Goblin 6 which is called Spectre, and you know, that's on the back burner right now as well. But I mean, I'm not gonna do Resident Evil. So just intro, I guess, for today. Episode 2 was called in Spanish, Reviving Old Tech. I think, yeah, I'll do that one for the next one. Let's see, because that was pretty cool. That's like, I feel guilty getting rid of shit. You know, it's my Mexican side. It's my dad's fault. And so like, I still have the PSP, right? But it's modded and I still play it and it's cool. I have the original Xbox as well. Same deal. Modded, play it. It's cool. Ooh, episode 3, that's gonna be a good one. Music and Slipknot. Oh yeah, hell yeah, it's gonna be sweet. Episode 4, I gotta think about this one. This is called The Arcades in Mexico. Now, you know what, it could work, and I think this is one of the episodes that suffered from that Lost in Translation shit I was talking about. Ooh, episode 5, I can't do that one. That's Resident Evil Outbreak. I'll do that for Spectre. Episode 6, Creativity. That one could be a good one, but I think I bitched and moaned a lot in that one. And I don't want to do, I don't want to be negative. I'm not a negative dude. And yeah, I don't know. I'll think about that one. Ooh, episode 7, Sega Genesis. Yeah, I'll do that one for sure. Episode 8. You see, this is where the podcast broke down. It was called Recommendations, February 2018. Holy shit, dude. It's almost 2 years ago. Fuck. All right, dude. I got to get on track. So I'll probably do a few of those and then, you know, keep going from there. One thing that I do want to do is have people on as a guest, but I got to figure out how to record someone while they're online, because I can't bring them in here. You know, two dudes live, like the people that I want to bring on, four of them live in Chicago, which is where I live, but it's a pain in the ass to get together and haul equipment. Two other dudes live in Washington State. Possibly two other dudes that I would bring on live in Mexico. Well, one lives in Mexico, but oh man, I don't know. You see, a dude might not even have a mic to record, so I don't know. We'll figure it out. So you know, again, back to who I am, what I like. So games, you know, grew up with Sega Genesis. I'm a child of the 80s, so I'm old as shit. You know, Sonic, Streets of Rage, Echo the Dolphin, a lot of arcades as well when I moved to Mexico, Neo Geo, Capcom, CPS machines, all the Capcom Versus, Metal Slugs, Super Sidekicks, Neo Geo Cup, did I say King of Fighters already? I feel like I did. You know, music, well, here's the thing about music, the music that I like. I mean, yeah, there are some genres that I prefer, but as long as it doesn't suck, I don't care what language it's in, I don't care what genre it is, just don't suck, man. Because, like, you know, I honestly don't like the rap music that much, but hey man, there's some cool Snoop Dogg, right? You know, Eminem back in the day. You know, metal is, you, I guess you could say, one of my two main jams. You know, Slipknot, vintage Korn, not modern Korn. Deftones, ooh dude, I love Deftones. I wish I could see them live, dude. System of a Down, I saw them this past summer. Oh dude, it was beautiful. Old ass men, and they could still rock out. Synthwave, like I said before, getting synthwave, that shit's tight. It's really, really cool. And you know, there's some, you know, Stone Cold Spanish songs. You know, when you get your drink on, you know, or when you mess up and you know your lady has to forgive you, we call them what the fuck do we call them? We call them serenatas. So you get your crew together, hopefully they're musicians. You knock on her window, she comes out, you sing a song, all's forgiven. So there you go. I'll probably do an episode on that, but. So let's see, is there anything else I want to talk about? Let's see, sites, music, no, you know what, I think that's it. So, you know, intro episode, pretty short, so we'll be doing every 2 weeks, and yeah, hopefully you guys dig it, and hopefully I entertain and don't sound that retarded. So yeah, that's what you guys are gonna hear a lot. So all right, cool dude. So you guys can catch me online. Websites, teamroberto.com. If you like Resident Evil, goblin6.com. If you want to see, try to make a game that will probably come out. My daughter, oldest daughter, is currently 3. Probably by the time she's 15, the game will be done. Lightmachine.net. And you can catch me on the Twitters at teamroberto. One word. TEAMROBERTO. And shit. All right. Fuck man, that's it for tonight. So let me go ahead and cut this so I could upload it, and I will see you guys hopefully in 2 weeks. Hopefully we don't fuck it up. All right dudes, see you next time. Stay beautiful. Peace.